Greetings, every soul. This is Christopher Rudy with Cosmic Love for May 7th, 2011. This is our Mother's Day show, you might say. And today, at this auspicious time, we have Matthew Refschlager. I'm not sure if I pronounced that right, but we'll get that right here shortly. Who's an amazing messenger for the Divine Mother within. And I'm going to be introducing him in a minute. I wanted to give a little background on this story. I've been tuning into the principle and the person of the Divine Mother for decades, and this concept of the energies of holy creation within and the creative process, the process of co-creation. The principle and the person of the Divine Mother, the concept of embodying the spirit of the Divine Mother, has been very close to my heart. And it was 2 years ago that I actually had Dr. Mitchell Gibson on the show. That was May 9th, 2009. And he talked about the energies of our solar system that astrophysicists have discovered the frequencies, using, and they call it the science of astroacoustics, the frequencies of star systems. And stars in our galaxy that they've, using astroacoustics, astrophysicists have been able to record these frequencies, and he had a couple CDs on the subject, and he played excerpts on the show. And I thought I'd reference that because there is a connection of our planet and our solar system, and the planet and the actual star system, the great solar bodies of hundreds of billions of stars in our galaxy, which has a great central sun, that are all in alignment. It's called the galactic plane. If you looked at our galaxy from deep space, it's like a sombrero, and in the middle of that sombrero is the great central sun, with these hundreds of billions of star systems in a plane which our solar system is crossing in 2011. Now, this is the real story of galactic alignment and the Mayan calendar, which, according to the Swedish Dr. Carl Kalman, these energies, this alignment, and the resonance with all these great solar beings that astroacoustics has registered, there are frequencies that are aligning with our solar systems as it passes up through and aligns with this galactic plane that are very strong, and it's resonating not only with all these hundreds of billions of star systems with our sun, but it's resonating with our DNA, and it's resonating with the energies, you might say the fabric of nature, the fabric of creation. And there's a rebirthing going on, the rebirth of Earth, you might say. And it's really a fascinating story. There's a science to it. The science is just being discovered. It's been in the news this last week. There were several articles that astrophysicists have been recording these strange emissions by the sun that are suddenly mutating matter. And secular scientists find this rather terrifying, but secular scientists are kind of clueless to the spirit that matters. And that spirit that matters, you might say, is cosmic fire or divine fire. And it's a radiation, you might say. It's a radiation from the great central sun of our galaxy through these great cosmic beings, these great star systems of our galaxy. And it's resonating with our solar logi, our solar sun. And it's resonating through that, the sun, the radiation is changing from our sun and it's mutating matter. It's actually, there is a rebirth of Earth, and our DNA is changing. It's rapidly changing. And a lot of people are awakening to all kinds of gifts of the Holy Spirit. And our guest today has some extraordinary gifts of the Holy Spirit. And I'd like to introduce him now. Matthew, are you there?
I'm here. Thank you.
Hi, Matthew. Hi. Do you pronounce your last name?
It's Reifschlager.
Reifschlager. Okay. And Matthew is an amazing young soul. He has an organization. I've provided links on the website on Cosmic Love to his website at thewholeness.com. And he also has a blog. It's a companion blog that you can see on the website and get more information about Matthew's organization, how he's been around the world with a message that I think everyone can relate to. Matthew, people can read a little bit about you on the website. And can you tell me a little bit about how you came into all this?
I will. I think we all have a good story to tell. And mine is that several years ago, I began to have an experience of a presence in my awareness that was so deeply powerful, so universally loving, and so completely present with me that even in that moment of suffering or struggle on that level of individuality, on that level of the mind, there was a part of my own awareness that was not only watching, but also seemed to be organizing this experience as well. And over a span of many months, I began to have dialogues with this divine presence, this divine communion, and I call this presence Divine Mother. Although Divine Mother in that very sweet dialogue says that it really doesn't matter what you call the Divine Self, whether it's God, the Divine Mother, even the Divine Father, that what's important right now for humanity is that rebirthing of the Divine Feminine, that mother quality of consciousness, that nourishing, very personal, very connected spirit. And so Divine Mother says that you can just say Divine Mother, and it has a certain sweetness, a certain quality. But really, that level of consciousness, there's no word to describe that wholeness. It's so infinite and universal.
Well, there's no question that we live in, we are in the universe, and I really believe the universe is in us, and that we're energetic beings. Quantum reality is that everything is energy, and we're energetic beings, and there is a multidimensional nature to this energy, and our consciousness is kind of a resonant field or a holographic field or a unified field that registers these dimensions in different ways. And I really believe that we are, you know, awakening. Many people are awakening to this understanding that it's all connected and that there is a dynamic going on. I'm seeing more and more people talk about this concept of unity consciousness or collective mm-hmm. conscience mm-hmm. and co-creation with the principle of the Divine Mother, the higher self, the real self, the Christ self,
absolutely
within us. And to me, there's only, as far as I understand, there's the only thing we take with us past this life is our momentums of mastery in that regard. So you've been going around the world, I understand, and you have different groups that are interested in this message, and that fascinates me. I'm seeing so many mandalas of light that are really, you know, I call it paying attention with pure intention for evolutionary ascension. And so this process of tuning into the Divine Mother, or tuning into this consciousness, you have certain exercises and processes that you share, and I understand that this is a healing process, and the word whole, and you know, which I really like, in you know, thewholeness.com,
mm-hmm.
the word whole and the word healthy, the word holy and holistic, and even holographic are all from the same word derivative. It's an Anglo-Saxon word, hal. I don't know if you know that. It means the Anglo-Saxon word hal. It's like in the movie, you know, 2000. You know, the hal, the computer. But the word hal meant sound or whole. And of course, when you're of sound mind or and body, the whole or Holy Spirit dwells within you.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, you know, wholeness is the whole concept of wholeness, and the process of involving and evolving wholeness is healing. It's a healing process. And then, of course, holistic health, holism, this, you know, all connected, this process of connecting the dots, you might say.
Right. Healing and awakening, in my experience, they're actually the same thing. When you are healing, you're awakening. When disease is playing some role in the life, it always is there for that purpose of helping the awareness to reawaken to its true identity. So every challenge that we have, all the suffering that we may experience, any health challenge that comes, it is truly and literally an opportunity to come home to that part of yourself that is never afraid, that is always whole, that is always complete. And I really love hearing your thoughts on all of this, and it brings a few to mind as well from me. And one of the central points that we work with, and that Divine Mother began to teach me from a very, very, very early point in this process, is that our physiology, this human physiology, is an amazing vehicle of consciousness. It is a truly remarkable vehicle that can provide so many multidimensional levels of experience. And although we may be tapped into just one or a few, our potential is really quite limitless. And this central theme, the most important knowledge that the wholeness offers, is that God is in the heart. And what that means is the God that we seek, the God that we pray to, that infinite divine consciousness. And by consciousness, obviously, we know that means this consciousness is conscious. This consciousness is alive. This infinite divine consciousness has a corresponding seat in our physiology. And if we go beyond the physical structures of the body, and we go beyond the emotional and energetic structures, and even beyond the more subtle structures of physiology, like the chakric systems, we come to this area of the physiology that's known to the mystics, but perhaps isn't as deeply explored in science yet, to this region of the physiology we could call the divine physiology or the God physiology. And on this very refined level of physiology, in your heart center, is the eternal presence, companionship, and seat of your own divine awareness. And if we can begin to engage that presence and remember that this is our true identity, that it has a literal home in our physiology, and that we can be with this at all times, the potential transformation that can lead to is It's infinite. It truly is.
And so it's...
Yes, I mean, it truly is what we can go from this very fearful mind, this fearful consciousness, and become aware of that part of ourself that is totally whole. It liberates that fear, and that fear dissolves.
So it's like the secret chamber of the heart or the heart of hearts that is source.
It is exactly that.
You know, I've had three holistic health centers, and it's gone through an evolution with these three centers, and the third center I worked with the quantum field and quantum biology and electrodiagnostics, and I came to the understanding that there is a spiritual body behind the emotional, mental, and the physical bodies, and the cause of the cause, you might say, of dis-ease or disease in the body, which is inharmony, that the principle of harmony for healing and wholeness is central to the healing process. And to me, this understanding of there is a harmony of the spheres, you might say, on an atomic level, on how the nucleus of every atom in our body resonates with the nucleus of the cell in our DNA, and resonates with on all aggregate levels to the divine blueprint of the body, and how that body, the body itself, is like a giant tuning fork for energies and a transceiver of energies in our solar system and the galaxy at large, how it's all connected. To me, it's one of the most awesome understandings of this quantum field and how there's the source code for this quantum reality, this reality that we call life, is really the order of the universe, and there's perfect order in the universe, divine order in the universe, and we're kind of in the nexus of, you know, as above, so below, from the atomic level to the cosmic galactic level. You know, we're like the mediator. We're in between worlds, and we're like an interface for these energies as above, so below. And to the extent that, you know, we manifest that harmony with this divine order, and I think of the divine order as more of a linear frame of reference for the nonlinear energies of harmony, which is like the left brain is more linear and logical, and the right brain is more nonlinear and intuitive. And, you know, it's like the laws of God are written in our inward parts. There's this amazing, like a holographic field of, or a blueprint, you know, that's on all levels of our body, from our DNA representing to the whole body to iridology. You know, you can look in the eyes and see the blueprint for the whole body with the iris of the eye and the reflexology. You can, the whole body reads out in the feet, and you can reflex the whole body through different points on the feet and acupuncture meridians. It's like we're such an amazing law of correspondence to the order of the universe within our own being. And I've known for, as I've, you know, worked with holistic health, that this holism or this wholeness is really the key to healing. And
right.
I remember when I was about your age, I developed, but the name of my healing model was Whole Health of America. And whole health, you know, holism, whole health was the model kind of like, that's why I really like your, the name of your, you know, thewholeness.com for your website, because, you know, it really is, wholeness and healing is
right.
And,
you know, one of the, as you're mentioning this and you're referencing all of these breakthroughs in science, I have so much appreciation for that leading edge of science that's finally helping collective consciousness step forward into the reality that so many of us are experiencing but have no language for yet.
Right.
And so finally science is allowing, it's almost giving permission for collective consciousness to make the leap that we're all ready to make in our own hearts.
Yeah.
And one of these central points, the interconnectedness of all things, one of the cornerstones of the healing work that I do for people, I have a program that we call the Divine Mother Cure, and it's the end of dis-ease, as you say. That's what we call it. And we actually use some of these deeper frequencies of creation, some that that we recognize, that I recognize as certain archangelic frequencies. And one of the cornerstones of the way the healing occurs is in recognizing that the greatest aspect of our human physiology is actually the earth physiology. That earth physiology and human physiology are so deeply connected that Divine Mothers explain that in the subtle structures of the spine, the earth's equivalent to DNA resides.
Huh.
So in the same way that we have, you know, our physiology is made of all of these trillions of cells, and each cell has that wholeness within it, right? The DNA that has that blueprint within it. In the same way, our physiologies are cells in a greater being's physiology. And within the spine, this is why the spine is so central to so many paths of awakening and traditions of awakening.
The kundalini up
energy.
The spine, yeah.
Exactly. It's the DNA structure of Mother Earth, this great being, is actually very much a part of our physiology. So that can lead to so many breakthroughs in health when we begin to honor the importance
the
of
spine.
Ground. Absolutely.
Yeah, maybe that's why I love to dance like Shiva, the country two-step swing. You know, the ancient Chinese that evolved the whole science of acupuncture,
mm-hmm.
they explained that, and there's an ancient book called The Order of the Universe, that explains that the 12 lower vertebrae of the spine in a pregnant woman steps down the energies of the 12 constellations into the bioenergetic womb.
Mm-hmm.
So as a single fertilized cell evolves from, you know, 1 to 2 to 4 to, you know, 16 and goes through that whole tension and release of the cell splitting. And, you know, I mean, there's a huge tension and release on the level of the cells as this whole process of mutagenics, or what, you know, cytosis, I guess it's called. That whole process in the 9 months of gestation is infusing the energies of the entire universe step down through the 12 lower vertebrae of the spine into the you might say the cosmic womb with the birth of a person. So that's where astrology comes from, because when you take the first fire breath with the first breath of the child, you know, when a child is born, the you might say the kingdom of heaven is within that being. And it's like there's a bioenergetic clock, a cosmic clock that begins interfacing then, and this is with transits, as the universe continues to go through its motions, there's these interactions with this blueprint, this bioenergetic blueprint, which is, to me, fascinating. It's like the whole genesis of not only, you know, our astrology, our psychology, and I've done advanced astrology workshops, and sometimes with medical astrology, if I had a really difficult situation, with medical astrology is an amazing science that used to be really big in India and even the United States 100 years ago.
Absolutely, absolutely, and it has so many important implications.
Yeah, so I thought I'd share that because it's just a dimension that of reality that, of course, we never get that in mainstream universities.
right.
So I'm really thrilled to hear that you're on the path of sharing this understanding with others, and I really am glad to turn people on to your website and your blog so people can kind of tune into what you're doing.
Thank you.
The healing aspect of this, what kind of experiences are people having?
People are having breakthrough experiences because I want to emphasize that the healing work that I do, I'm not the healer. You are actually the healer. And so what that means is, practically speaking, we offer right now three different programs, and then we also have a book out. It's called The Wholeness Volume 1. And the first program is actually to stimulate that direct awakening to the Divine Mother or God within the heart. And it's every morning we do a conference call called the Daily Wholeness Calls. And it's a 30-minute call, Monday through Friday. And in that call, what we're doing is enlivening that dialogue and those frequencies of communion with your own divine self. And on these calls, we have people from all over the country who've dialed in for them. Some may compare it to a guided meditation. Some may say it's like receiving a healing every day. But what it really is above all else is stimulating and allowing us to remember that profound and direct relationship with our divine self. So it's this knowledge that's coming out is far-reaching. It's talking about the multidimensional state of creation and the human physiology and soul physiology and those multiple levels of incarnation. All of that knowledge is interesting, but what really matters is the end of suffering for people. That's the true consciousness shift. That's the true vibrational shift that we need to see for so many. And that is what awakening to God in the heart means. So these morning calls help to stimulate on a very, very regular basis that sweet communion with your own ever-present divinity, although it can sometimes be covered by other experiences.
Well, this world sure is hurting for healing right now. I mean, I'm trying to be philosophical about what's going on with the frequency and intensity of earth changes, the radiation from Fukushima. And I understand that that the radiation, and you know that the true test of spirituality is practicality. And I mean, I tell people, you know, just like you come in out of the rain, you know just like you come in out of the rain, you know, I tell people, well, one of the things you can do about the radiation that's accumulating and plutonium and all this other stuff is you know, limit your exposure. You know, if you have an outdoor job, you know, and I try to, you know, I'm trying to tune into, you know, the situation. I just noticed this last week the EPA has stopped monitoring it because it's bad for the economy because plutonium is polluting the food supplies nationwide. And I'm thinking, well, you know, there's an upside to this. This mutational effect of the changing radiation from the sun, they say it's transmuting matter, so I suppose it's transmuting radiation. you know, I'm trying to look at the outside, you know, and, but I try to, you know, keep centered and connected with, you know, the current news, and put it in the a cosmic context. You know, what's the larger, what aren't hearing about that's, you know, that can keep us centered and connected with the spirit that matters.
Absolutely. We can think of your show like a news show.
Yeah.
You're sharing the news of what's happening beyond what the eyes can see, what the ears can hear. And
yeah,
it's a very, very important role.
Well, I can't think of anything better to do, you know. You know, and I guess we're all accountable to, you know, what for what we know, you know, and for what we've done. I guess whatever one does, that kind of indicates what they can do. And then, you know, I mean, I think of the strange experiences I've had in my life to get different, a unique perspective on all that is real. And I'd like to think that there's going to be a gathering of the tribes of Israel. What is real, you know? And before too long, that there's going to be a mass awakening or a movement towards wholeness, towards holiness, which is why I love your work. You know, I love the concept of focusing on wholeness as a metaphor for the healing process. I really believe that, you know, that there's this concept of fearless faith in this process is what heals faceless fear. Or, you know, it's like the inordinate love of power of the ego or the not self or the unreal self is only healed by the ordained power of love.
That right there, I just want to comment on the importance of that point. And this may seem a little bit philosophical or theoretical, but it's deeply practical to understand what you just said, which is people are so discouraged when they say, "Ah, oh, I'm always angry," or "I'm always sad," "I'm always suffering. You know, I can't stop thinking about this or thinking about that. I must be so far from salvation, from peace, from enlightenment," because the mind is so overshadowed with all of these things that are happening in the life. It can be extremely discouraging. And one of the central messages that I share and that has been my direct experience of communion with Divine Mother or God in the heart is that the healing process is just exactly what you said. It's not that we need to eradicate every single fear that we have and somehow shape this mind into something better and better and better and better and better and overcome all of our doubts. It's that if we can awaken to that divine presence that is already whole and perfect, then those limitations in collective consciousness that can be so overshadowing to our mind literally dissolve. So what happens is we become aware that we are both, in a very practical way, we are both the individual self that may be arguing with our wife or arguing with our husband or mourning the loss of this or that. And we are also that divine self. We are also that God we are seeking to. We are seeking and praying to. And when that happens, it's an identity shift that occurs. And this identity shift can happen in a moment, and in that moment is an end to suffering, because what the mind is struggling through, what the mind is going through, is proven in that moment to be an illusion, and it all dissolves from there.
You know, as you're speaking through this process, it reminds me of what I refer to as conscious languaging with my higher self or my real self or my Christ self. And it's a consciousness of how I am conscious, to where there's an affirmation of conscience in the process. It's like biofeedback. Once you become conscious of, you know, with biofeedback of an involuntary body process, you not only will to control it, you can't resist conscious control. And this consciousness, becoming conscious of how one is conscious, like with that small voice within of conscience, that mediator, you might say, for what is real, you know, with a, sometimes it's just a yay or nay, you know, as far as which path or which choice or which decision to make, you know. But there is a I call it conscious languaging with that small voice within. And the most exquisite experiences I've had in my life is when that dialogue with my real self or my higher self just kind of naturally accelerated or evolved, where, of course, all the questions are answered, and it really gets to the point of philosophic calm that, you know, reflects the heavens and sees into the depth of the subconscious, you know, like a still mountain lake, where it becomes so self-evident, it, you know, it's like, why even ask? I mean, I've really had that experience once. And I was in my third year of architectural engineering and design science, and my it was such an experience that, like, really, after all the questions were answered, you know, in this conscious languaging process, it came to, well, what am I to do then? And then it was like the process that kind of led me through an understanding of how it's all connected, with all the ancient and modern maps of consciousness from Carl Jung to, you know, all these maps of consciousness throughout history, that there's a golden thread, and that thread weaves the fabric of all that is real, mm-hmm. and that is a universal language. Right. So to me, it was like, well, should I then work on the universal language? And all of a sudden, there was that small voice within became this voice that said, all things follow from the universal language. You know, and for me, that was it. I mean, my spine arched and the kundalini went up my spine, and there was that explosion, you know, and but bliss and knowing, and it was like that. I mean, I dropped out of architectural engineering and hitchhiked out to the mystery school or Rosa Croix University in San Jose and studied the mysteries of what was going on with me, seeing people's auras and knowing what people were thinking before they said it. Anyway, that was a long time ago, you know.
And to think that that's our normal state.
And that's our normal state. And that's the mind blower. You know, like I was going to say, there's been a lot of water over the dam since then. But I keep coming back to that, you know, and it's like that's what's real. Mm-hmm. That's what's real. And I call it the big shift to effective sensory perception. You know, real ESP isn't extra sensory perception, it's effective sensory. There's nothing extra about it when you've got it.
That's very true. In the spirit of that practical application of experience, what I would love to propose is we can even spend, you know, 15 minutes or so just in silence here, and we can have some knowledge shared in what I'll just call a healing modality, in that flow of Divine Mother's knowledge. Would that be of interest to you?
Oh, that would be wonderful.
Wonderful. And it's very sweet. You know, we were chatting about this briefly before, but it's Mother's Day tomorrow. And so so we can celebrate that divine feminine, that what is truly eternally divine in both masculine and feminine in its fully unified state. So what we'll do is just start with just a little bit of silence on the phone here, and then we'll naturally transition into some knowledge, but keep in mind that it's sometimes fun to watch what's happening within the physiology, because that's where the healing needs to be taking place.
Okay.
Good. So just a few seconds of silence here. Good. So following the breath into the heart, into the chest cavity. Easy inhale, easy exhale. We're just letting the awareness follow the breath into that place of the physiology where you are already whole, already fully realized, and already perfect. You see, this heart of yours, it is not a metaphor for the seat of divinity. It is your literal seat of divine grace. And therefore, it is the birthplace of awareness. Divine Mother says, you know, it's time to remember who you are. When you incarnate on this earth, one of the local laws of nature here requires that you go through the growth process, having forgotten your true identity. But now it's time to remember. It is truly time to remember. For when we settle the awareness onto this level of physiology, we find also that it is the home of all of our memories. And our memories document the entire birth and structure of all of creation. So in this way, truly, all knowledge resides within you. to jog the memory. Not the memory of the mind, but your greater awareness's memory. Let's clear the spinal column just a bit. Clear that influence of collective consciousness. That influence of human collective consciousness, which may not yet be fully aligned with the universal truth of who you are. The crease in the base of the spine opens. And this is enlivening that direct, grounded connection with earth physiology. Your own infinite awareness is God awareness. This is who you are. There is no question that this is your true identity. Remember. This infinite God awareness, it manifests as the soul. The soul being at once fully and infinitely divine and expanded. And also that perfect vehicle of individual consciousness. As the soul you then incarnate into denser and denser forms within creation. And here you have taken this human physiology on earth. And your physiology fulfills its full potential when your awareness blossoms in the heart. Think of it like this. The infinite light of the divine self radiates eternally from this subtle chamber of the heart. As this light moves through grosser states of physiology, it enters the head cavity, the seat of the senses and the mind. And the mind's job is like that of a crystal prism. It takes the infinite one light of God and perfectly breaks this one light into a diverse, infinite color spectrum. This is the job of the senses, the job of the mind. And the only problem arises when awareness then identifies with the infinite color spectrum and forgets its own source. What is happening on Earth is this great planetary being is undergoing her own great awakening. This great planetary being, connected multidimensionally to this star system and many others, is enjoying her own great transformation as a being. And as cells in this physiology, humanity is the beneficiary. This awakening for you is inevitable if you align with it. It is inevitable so long as we don't resist it. You are a great being. You chose to literally incarnate on this planet for this experience. And it's time to remember all of the details. Good, just taking another minute or so to help with that opening of the spine. And here these frequencies that are being engaged should actually physically subtly adjust the spine so that there's a little bit more space between each vertebrae. See if this frequency will take hold for you. And we find that just this opening of the spine can reveal the bliss of our true identity. the questions that the mind has, the uncertainties. We find that literally our own divine awareness in the heart has all of the answers, all of the certainty. Good, just taking another 10 or 15 seconds here. And then, Christopher, when you'd like, we can continue.
Okay. Okay, Matthew?
Yes.
Oh, I want to thank you for that. We need to do a wrap for the show, but I am so grateful for you coming on today. And it was just an amazing experience, and I really want to thank you for being with us and sharing us the spirit that I really believe embodies the Divine Mother and sets the matrix for Mother's Day. So thank you for being on the show.
Thank you. Thank you.
And I look forward to keeping in touch and doing another show sometime. So
wonderful. The last point I just want to share is just one, and that is remember that this is all about the direct experience of your own awakening. The knowledge is secondary. That direct experience is what's important here and what is timely.
Well, thank you. I'm so grateful. And that would be it for today. I wish everyone happy trails until we meet again. And God bless you all. Wonderful Mother's Day. Bye
thank
for now.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thanks, Matthew.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.